supported the vicious and brutal UNITA army, and continued to do so, even when its leader, Jonas Savimbi, had been roundly defeated in a carefully monitored free election, and even after South Africa had withdrawn support from this monster whose lust for power had brought appalling misery to his people, in the words of Marek Goulding, British ambassador to Angola, who was seconded by the CIA station chief in nearby Kinshasa, who warned that it wasn't a good idea to support the monster. Because of the extent of Savimbi's crimes, he was terribly brutal. Reagan's terrorist war against Nicaragua, also murderous and destructive, was even condemned by the International Court of Justice, which ordered the U.S. to terminate its unlawful use of force and pay substantial reparations. The orders were, of course, dismissed. The war was escalated, and the U.S. even vetoed a Security Council resolution calling on states to observe international law. No one mentioned, but the intent was clear. But the three huge terrorist campaigns, which brought untold misery and destruction to the victims, had only limited success, so they are not a good model for policy. The sole lesson from this inquiry: the clear, prominent,